It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, I promise to keep today's show fun and maybe share some information with you with some guys that know some stuff. Mr. Cameron Brinkerhoff with Air Force Air Guns is a good friend of mine. I've had some great times with Cameron, and he's just a fun guy. But let's talk about air rifles, air guns a little bit with Cameron. This guy knows what he's talking about, and he's with Air Force Air Guns. Cameron, thank you for spending some fun time with us, buddy.
Of course. Hey, thanks for having me on.
You betcha. This would be a good time. You know, a lot of us are sticking pretty close to home now out of necessity. But I've been doing some shooting my little Condor. Of course, that's a 25 caliber. Now, you know, it's a good time for people to think about a good, safe place to shoot at home. And it's not that hard to create a spot to do some air rifle shooting, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely a good way to, you know, keep the skills sharp and definitely keep yourself entertained. Right now, with a lot of people being stuck at home, we're seeing a lot of people, call in and, they've got our big bore guns, they've got our hunting rifles, and now they're starting to order some of the, you know, like the Condor SS or even our older model, the Talon, which is a little, pretty much the same thing as the Condor SS, just a little shorter barrel.
Yeah.
You know, set up in 177 or 22 or even 25 caliber so that they can plink around in their backyard. Some of them are even, you know, dialing the power way down on the power adjuster so they can shoot in their basement or their living room. So it's a good way if you can't get out to the range or, you know, trying not to spend too much time outside the home base to keep your skills sharp, definitely.
You betcha. And I thought it'd be fun to entertaining and enlightening for some folks that may not be tuned in on air rifles, as maybe the big bores so much. Turkey season is here. If you read your regulations, and I did a lot of checking in that, there are air shotguns, but air rifles is what's addressed. That's what's legal to use for big game animals in Texas, and which includes turkey. So I'm planning on actually next week getting out to the Dale River Ranch down on the Brazos River and drive down there. I think that I can comply with social distancing and just me and the turkeys down there, you know, and take that. I'll be actually taking the 45 caliber, the Texan, which I've taken a bunch of hogs and real nice buck with that thing last year, whitetail and several exotics. But, you know, even I know you and I are well attuned to the power of these modern day big bore air guns. A lot of people are still not, Cameron. You know, a lot of people, they just don't know the power these things can create. But the Texan now is available in 50 caliber, right?
Yes, sir. For this year, we've introduced the 50 cal on top of what we've already done with the 45. So it's even more versatile than before. You can, you know, do pretty much any game animal in North America. We've either taken one down or we're planning to. I mean, we've done bison, we've done lots of deer, a couple guys have done black bear with them too. So it's definitely a capable hunting tool.
Yeah, I've yet to expose a newcomer, a newbie, to the power of the Texan. That's the one I use all the time. But I mean, my gosh, if you hit a 150-pound wild hog, folks, behind the shoulder, you'll shoot all the way through that hog. I've done it many times. Now, if you shoot them through both shoulders, even with a 243, a lot of times, you know, a small center fire, you won't shoot all the way through. But the power of these things generate, I haven't really used a 50 caliber yet, but I know what the 45 will do and, you know, give it a little bit bigger bullet, and it's got to increase it a little bit more, you know. But that 45, my confidence level hunting anything, I've killed an all dad with it and a bunch, probably 25 hogs, honestly, through the years with that Texan in 45 caliber. Couple of axis deer, you know, they'll get the job done, but they're just fun to shoot, Cameron, I think.
Yep. Yeah, they're a good time. I mean, they're a good way, like I said. I mean, it's a good way to, you know, keep your skills sharp and practice and try something a little different And at the same time, you know, it's something you could, with the big bore, you could, you know, easily go out and hunt big game with. And we actually have people use even the 25 caliber guns, you know, for small game hunting, coyotes. Mm-hmm. I've taken plenty of coyotes with the 25 caliber.
Have you?
So,
yep.
Yeah. They're capable, like I said, capable hunting tools.
They're definitely that. There's one thing that I haven't done that I really I've got in the plans is to put a – I use these they were called Photon XT and the Photon RT, but the Wraith now, it's not an expensive mm-hmm. night hunting – it's a night or day scope. Sightmark makes the Wraith, but I have a Wraith, and I'm thinking about putting it on that Texan, that 45 caliber, for some night hunting on these hogs.
Yep.
It should be absolutely. I bet you've done well with night hunting equipment. You've probably already done that. I've killed a bunch of hogs during the day, but I haven't at night with my big boars, you know.
It's certainly a lot of fun. We've you know, used that very sight, the Wraith from mm-hmm. Sightmark, and then, you know, some of the thermals that Pulsar makes, and
yeah,
and you got to get some rail adapters to adapt from a, you know, our dovetail rail to a standard Picatinny rail. But once they work, you know, once you got it all together, it works really, really well. So I think you'll have fun with that. That's a good way to, you know, do some social distancing
yeah.
in a blind in the evening there.
Yeah, that's the punch word now, social distancing. Yeah, well, Cameron, you know, we need to get together before long and just get away and social distance, maybe up at our buddy Jeff's place and just have a little getaway for a day or two and maybe catch. I've been up there fishing here lately and catching a bunch of white bass. And Jeff has also, and crappie in the creek back there. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, know. I saw, I watched the video on your YouTube channel
yeah,
the other day of
yeah.
Jeff up there wearing the sand bass.
Yeah,
out.
I was there last week, and then he was there after me. And then he also got in a bunch of crappie. So, yeah, we'll get... We need to just make time and get away and get up there and have some good outdoor meals and just enjoy ourselves, you know?
Sounds good to me. I look forward to it.
You bet. Cameron, for people that want to learn more about shooting air rifles, now, I'm not talking about the old pump-ups that many of us grew up with, which are fine. I still love them. But I'm talking about the PCP air guns that you pressure up with either a compressor or an air tank. Mm-hmm. For people that want to learn more about them, the Air Force website is a good place to start, isn't it, Cameron?
Yes, sir. Yep, airforceairguns.com. You can visit us there. We've got lots of information on the site, lots of videos, lots of specifications. So you can pour over that to your heart's desire, but you can also give us a phone call anytime. We're also happy to help out over the phone.
Yeah, very helpful. Yes. One funny story. I was there a year or so back, I don't know, not too long ago, with you and Ton out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ton handed me, I forget which gun it was. I think it was one a Texan 45, and he'd set up some of these foam shaving bottles, you know, of foam. out there and put up about six of them, and we was probably about 40 yards away, and he just handed me this scope Texan. He said, here, shoot these. I'm gonna video you shooting these things. And I thought, well, wait a minute now, Ton. Is this thing where is this thing shooting? Is it sighted in? Anyway, knowing Ton and you, the thing was dead on, of course, at that range, or he probably wouldn't have handed it to me. But I said, offhand? He said, oh, you can shoot them any way you want to. So I sat down in a good tight sitting position and proceeded to bust about seven. But the heat was on me. I said, okay, Ton's filming me. There's no way I'm going to miss one of these things. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a good afternoon. I think we went to our old burger barn there.
Burger barn, yeah.
Enjoyed a good lunch after that.
We had a good time. Cameron, I always enjoy being around you, buddy, but thanks a lot for visiting with us and having some fun today.
Oh, anytime. Always happy to chat with you, Luke.
Well, folks, that was Mr. Cameron Brinkerhoff with Air Force Air Guns. Cameron's become a good friend through the years. I've known him several years now. We've had some fun out hog hunting together and got a lot of stuff planned in the near future to get out and enjoy the outdoors. You know, I want to mention to you the Yannis Catfish Classic. It was scheduled for early May I checked in with Jerry Miller, who's the ramrod of the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork, and he told me it has been, because of the virus and everything, it's been postponed until October, this coming October. And I'm going to get you a couple of dates here. Let's see, it's Saturday the 3rd and Sunday, October the 4th is when the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. So be aware of that. I know a bunch of you were probably planning to fish it in May. I know that I was, but that's okay. We'll still have a lot of fun in October when we get around to it. Turkey season is underway now, folks. And, you know, with all the social distancing and all, I've got some trips planned. You know, going to have to get on the road and do a little driving to get to where I'm going to go to hunt turkeys. But put the gloves on, the latex gloves, when you get to the gas station. And, you know, there are certain things that we've got to have if we're going to be camped out turkey hunting for a day or two. But just a little bit of forethought, you can take care of all that. You're going to have to stop by the grocery store. But when I make these little runs like this out of town, I'm going to carry some way to disinfect my hands and make sure and carry the gloves. I think that's it's got to be a big help, you know, when we're pushing shopping carts around and when we're pumping fuel and things like that. But I know the governor passed a ruling that fishing and hunting was not off limits, and I'm sure some common sense, things go into play with that. I mean, would I be on a party boat going out in the Gulf of Mexico with 30 other people fishing for, you know, bottom fishing for red snapper or grouper? I doubt if they're running anyway, but no, we wouldn't do that. But we could certainly take our family and, you know, and get out on the water if we want to get in a boat. I've been doing a lot of creek fishing here lately, folks, up Feeder Creek on Lake Fork, catching a smorgasbord of, catfish, channel catfish, white bass are still up in there. There's all kind of opportunities to get out. Even a lot of these city lake parks, you know, are stocked with catfish and other fish. You can get on the Texas Parks and Wildlife site and find out about the stockings of many of these city lakes. And they're stocked regularly. You know, in the wintertime, a lot of them are stocked with rainbow trout. But this time, you know, after the water warms up, the trout can't make it. And a lot of them are stocked with channel catfish. So there's an option for you. Just make sure and social distance when you're out there on those little lakes and get you some worms or, you know, chicken livers or whatever that catfish, you know, there's a variety of catfish baits you can get. And get out there and spend some time on the shores of one of these city lakes and catch you some catfish. But the best way to do that, to plan a trip, is to go to Texas Parks and Wildlife and search out the stocking on these lakes when they stock them. And try to get there that day or the day after if you can. Of course, all those fish are not caught out immediately when they're stocked. They stay in there, you know, for until they're caught. Most of them do. But try to plan your trip at least a day or three right after the stocking, and you'll be exposed to more action. I can guarantee you that. Well, we've had a good time visiting with all of you today with Cameron. He's a storehouse of knowledge when it comes to shooting these Air Force air guns, any air guns, I mean, but he just so happens to work with Air Force air guns, and he does know a great deal about them. So thanks to Cameron for being with us. Make sure and stay safe in the outdoors, and stay safe. Wear those gloves when you're pumping gas, and just use your common sense. And let's all regroup right back here next week at the same time, and let's have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. What do you say? Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke Intex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.